Gospel from a few days ago, we pray that we are rich soil. We pray that our soul is rich soil, that our soul would bear fruit. I want to speak mostly about the Ten Commandments, and I want to ask you, Jesus is quizzed, what is the greatest commandment in the law? And Jesus turns the question around to a lawyer that asked him this, and he says, you tell me, basically. And he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? And what's the second commandment, or the one like it, to love your neighbor as yourself? And Jesus says essentially that all the laws and all the prophets are summarized in those two positive commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and your neighbor as yourself. St. Augustine says, love God and do what you will. But we have to understand that the Ten Commandments are concrete manifestations of how we love. We don't steal from people that we love. We don't commit adultery on people that we love. And so we have it's more spelled out for us a little concretely. Now, how we divide up the Ten Commandments. Unfortunately, Catholics and Protestants divide them up differently. Maybe you figured this out in your life. Maybe this is news to you. But we divide them up differently. So in Catholic understanding of the Ten Commandments, we would understand that there are three commandments of the ten that apply to our love for God and seven that apply to our love for neighbor. Three and seven. And we would say those numbers are fitting, right? It's a fitting way to divide it. And kind of the Protestant understanding is there's four that apply to God and then six that apply to our neighbor. So how do we divide them? This is how we Catholics divide the Ten Commandments is, I am the Lord your God. You'll have no false gods before me. Commandment number one. That includes, don't make any idols, don't make any graven images, don't bow down before them or anything like that. So I'm the Lord your God, you have no false gods before me, don't make any graven images, etc. Commandment number one. Commandment number two is don't use the name of the Lord in vain. Commandment number three is keep holy the Sabbath day. And those three, love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then the second seven begin with honor your father and your mother. Do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. You shall not covet your neighbor's house or any of his property. And you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. Two separate commandments. The Protestants lump them all together. St. Augustine said, no, we should distinguish between property and things and relationships. When he was pondering where do we draw the line? And so that's where we get an extra commandment in the second half, and the Protestants get an extra commandment in the top half by saying they distinguish between you'll have no false gods before you and you'll make no graven images. Okay, and this is why there are oftentimes Protestant churches don't have any statues in them or even a corpus on the crucifix. Okay, so it doesn't really matter how you divide them, does it? Because it's all there. Doesn't matter. It's unfortunate that we can't agree on how to divide them. But nonetheless, we have to know that the Ten Commandments are summarized in the two great commandments. And that the thou shall nots all have a positive side. And one that comes to mind is, well, let's say thou shall not commit adultery. Husbands and wives have a right to the faithfulness, the fidelity of their spouse. You shall not steal. You have a right to your private property. No one can just take it from you. You see how there's a positive side to the Ten Commandments as well? But all of them are summed up in these two positive commandments. What is the first and the greatest commandment? You got to know this. You will love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. And you will love your neighbor as if he were another self. As if your neighbor was your other self. As if it was you. That's enough, you know. And so, my brothers and sisters, we hear today the Ten Commandments, and we understand that they all point us towards love of God and love of neighbor. The law came through Moses. Grace comes through Jesus. St. Augustine again said, the law was given so grace we would seek. Grace was given so the law we can keep. Okay, and he was talking about the moral law. And so today we pray for the grace to love God and to love ourselves, to love our neighbor, and to keep the commandments of God.